Weiter in Shas. We're holding in Sanhedrin. Daf Mem Talit, top of the page, second line. We were discussing the idea of Al-Chana, and they lost in the battle of Ai. And the Lashem is using the pasuk. It says, Chata Yisrael. When Yeshua asked, look, what happened over here? He said, Chata Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Zav, Daf Picha Chata Yisrael. Beautiful idea. Even though there's a sin that was done, they're still called Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Abba, Hainu Damayinche. This is what people say. Asa Dekai Beini Chilfe Asa Shme. If you have a myrtle that's between willows, it's still considered, it still has the same name of myrtle. Va'asa Karle. That's what people call it, even if you're mixed in over there. So Yidden. So holy, so pure, so precious, neshamas von Yidden. No matter what you do, boy, you still a Yid. V'gam avru es bris yasher tzivis yosam. And not only that, they broke in my bris, which I commanded them. V'gam lachu bin acherim, they took from the cherim that you weren't allowed to take from. V'gam gadu when they stole. V'gam kichashon also denied. V'gam samu b'chleyem. And they put it in their kleyem, in their utensils. Am rabbi lai mishar rabbi yudah bar. Masparta. Malamed Sha'avar Achan al Chamisha Chumshe Torah. We learn from here that he violated Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Shenemar Chamisha Gam, because that's the word Gam five times over there. Amar B'Elai Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Mar Hashem, not Mar Hashem, but Masparta. He pulled his arla, he tried to cover his bris. Such as Moshech his or, I'm also tamid, ad shinish tarviva, vechisasa srosh hagid, kadeshalo yir amol. He used to pull the gid many times so it got like loose to cover over like it looked like he was in mahol. Ksev hachasas of yirvagam avru his bris, he went against my bris. Ksev hasam, it says in Gam hasam is brisi hefar, that they went against my bris, they violated the bris. So you see, he did that. Says Gamar Pshita. Well, obviously, says Rashi. What do you mean, obviously? Ha, Rabbi Ilah Gufei, he himself when he said, "Amar Da'avar, I'll call a Torah." He was over in all Chamish Chamish Torahs. So obviously, he went against this. No, the Tema Mitzah Gufei Lo Paka. He would say the Mitzah on his body. You know, he wouldn't Mitzvah Gu Ha Ma'u the Tema, but Mitzvah Gufei Lo Paka. The mitzvah is actually on his body. He did not get rid of. Rashi says lo hifker atzmo gokach. He didn't go that far. Kamash malan. Yep. Yes, he did. V'chi asa nevala b'Yisrael. And he says the Achan is going to kill because v'chi asa nevala b'Yisrael. He did a nevala. This is a disgusting thing that he did in Israel. Amar Rabbi Abba Zavda. Malamit shebal Achan nara murasa. We learn from here that he was boil, an engaged girl. Nara murasa. Ksiv hachas v'chi asa nevala. It says there's a nevala was done. Ksiv ki asa nevala b'Yisrael. Ksiv Hasam Kidasa Naval Bisal says in Devarim by Naim Rasa that it was a Naval in Yisrael. Pshita says again, if you're getting once getting into the Torah, of course he did that too. Now, Ma'ad Tema Kuli Hailo Pakanavshe, he wouldn't go that far. It says Rashi, Rala Shamayim, Rala Briosa, Bayesh, Mishpachta, Losa, Baila. That's pretty intense. You know what I'm saying? You're against Shamayim and you're against people to embarrass the family and Aser and her husband. Kamashwan, yep, he did that. Avina Amar, Dine Kenara Murasa de Biskila. His din was, punished was the same of an Amurasa, and that he was going to get stoned. Everybody must get stoned. So it's Rashi Nistava Lusoklo. Amar Le Reish Kalusa Ravuna. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Vikach Yeshua es Achan ben Zerach. Vyas Akesef, Vyas Aderes, Vyas Loshan Azav, Vyas Banov, Vyas Benosav. V'yas shoro, v'yas chamoro, v'yas sono, v'yas ahlo, v'yas kol asherlo. So what did he come and do? Yoshua go and he took his silver, his the clothing, the gold, his sons, his daughters, his ox, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, everything that he had. And what happened to it? It all got burned. And then after they got burned, they got stoned. Ibu chata banu osama chatu. Okay, if he did the wrong thing, what happened? Well, what about his kids? Why did they get killed? He did the wrong thing. He sinned. What all Bnei Yisrael sinned? It says that all the Jewish people are with him. Ella liridosan hachanami kidei liridosan. Says Rashi, he brought them down over there. She yiru as kil kulo v'yisaru b'atzam v'lo yisifu lim'ol b'cherim. He brought them there as to, you know, to show them this is what's going on. And here too, same idea. It wasn't to kill them, but just so they should see this and not follow in his ways. Okay. V'yisfu osam b'esh, like we said, and they burned everything in the fire. V'yisfu osam b'vadam, and then they stoned everything. Betarti? Well, you got to do both. You got to burn and then stone. Like, let's do one of them. Amravina haroi l'shefa l'shefa. You know, I mean, thing that would get, that's fit for burned, got burned. Rashi says kesef asavu begadim. Right? You don't stone silver or stone gold, or stone clothing, but you burn it. Haroi l'skilu l'skila. And some of you have given skila. I says husharo behem ubehemosav kenas hayelardos esarchem. And yeah. And he brought everybody there in order to make sure that they don't do it also.
What was it that Achan took?
Achan says he saw amongst the booty, he saw that there was this above this from this Aderes Shinar from above his beautiful garment and 200 shekel of silver. Rav Amar Itzla Demelsa. Rav says that it was a cloak of Talishil Tsemer Naki. It's fine wool, Ben Yomo. She Mechabdin oso lemilas malbishim levush shelo yislachich tzmaro. That in order to make sure that the wool stayed really beautiful, they would take this cloth from the time that it's born and it would protect it from getting dirty. Right? And that was the type of thing that he took. Shmuel Amar, sarbala ditsrifa. I said, savua bitsrif shakorin alum. It was something that was, alum is a type of dye. Right, there was this. It was a garment that was had this type of dye in it. Okay, vayatzikum lifnei Hashem. The pasuk continues. It says that Yoshua spread them out in front of before Hashem. Yoshua got a hold of all the stuff that that he took and he spread it out in front of Hashem. Amar of Nachman, bav chavatam lifnei hamakom. Yeshua came and he threw it down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar lefanav, and he said, Ribono shel olam, Ribono shel olam, al eila teharig rubo shel Sanhedrin. Really? Because of this stuff over here, the majority of Sanhedrin should now go ahead and they should die? The scripture of the pasuk says, Vayaku mehem anshe ai kishosu b'shish ha'ish. The men of Ai got the smackdown, right? They gave a smackdown of 36 men from that of Yoshua. Vitali went to the Baisa, Shlosha Mishisha Mamish. That means it's literally 36 people that died. Did Rabbi Huda say Rabbi Huda? You really think there was 36? Valo lo nema ela kish shlosha vishisha vishisha ish. The next pasuk says that it was about 36. Ela ze Yair ben Menashe. It's referring to a particular person, Yair ben Menashe, Sheshakol Kenegar Rubishel Sanhedrin. He was equal to majority of Sanhedrin. Remember, Sanhedrin is 71 judges. 36 is one more than half. Right? I mean, right. Well, a little bit, half more than half, but it's a majority. So he was Shakulta, and that's that he's the one who ended up dying. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk of Mishlei? Tachanunim yedaber rosh v'asher yana azus. The poor person will speak out tachanunim, but the rich person answers azus in brazenness. Tachanunim yedaber rosh zemosha. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. That the poor person, he speaks in supplication. It says Rashi, "Shayut tzorich levakish rachman v'Yisrael." He spoke very softly. And the rich man, he answers, and based on this, that's talking about Yehoshua. My time, what's pshat over here? Even if you say like the pasuk we just said, where do we find Yehoshua that he spoke like brazenly? If you want to say, because it's like when he threw down the stuff in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar of Nachman, Yehoshua came and he threw it down and challenge the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If that's what you want to say is the issue over there, Atu Pinchas Lo Avinachi, what? You're saying Yeshua is the only one that did that? Pinchas didn't do that? You should add Pinchas to this also. Right? Because the pasuk says, Vayamu Pinchas Vayifalel V'teyesa Magefa. Pinchas stood up and he davened and they stopped the Magefa. Right, this is talking about when the Yidden were in the Midbar and people were involved with Moavi women. A bunch of Yidden ended up doing Avodah Zarah. And there was a plague against the Jewish people. And many thousands died. When this happened, Zimri, he was the one who was involved with Cosby in front of everyone. And when he saw his Pinchas got up, we're going to see this later on, Sechas Sanhedrin, he got up and he killed Zimri and Cosby, and everything stopped over there. And the Pasuk in Tehillim says that Pinchas stood up and he prayed. Now, V'am Rabbi Elazar, V'yispalel on Emar, doesn't say V'yispalel, Ela V'yifalel, it drops a letter over there. Malamed is vayifal is a lashon and he judged. Malamed chasa plilus imkono. He did a judgment. Rashi says plilus is a din with his creator. Bav chanuv de'amakam. He came along and he threw down Zimri and Cosby in front of Hashem. Amar lefanav, and he said, remember, Zimri was the officer, a Jewish officer who went with a high official of the non-Jews, and he had an intimate relationship with her, and that's when he came along and he did it in public and he killed them. Pechas killed them. So Amar lefanav ribono shalom al elu yifla asrim arba'im. Because of these people's act, 24,000 Jews should die. That there were, and there's a magefa, 24,000. So we see the issue also maybe like that. So it can't be that that's what we're talking about. I'm sorry, Pinchas also maybe like that. So why would you say, you know, because of the fact that Yeshua threw it down in front of Hashem, that should be the reason that we're, that should be the source. Where do we find Yeshua's Azus? We say it from here. This is after they lost by this battle at Ai. Hi, the pasuk says, Yeshua says, Lama yavarta havira sa'amazeh sa'yardin. Why did you bring these people over the Yardin? Like, what happened over here? He's like, we lost over here. Why would you bring us in the first place? Oh, you think that he's the only one that did that? Moshe Nami Mimarma. Moshe also spoke like that. Lamerus and Lamazen. And we said, why is it that you do this bad thing to the Jewish people? Like they're Mitzrayim. Elameacha must be from here. Veluho al Nuvaneshe Bever Yardain. The Pasuk says, if only we would have chosen to settle on the other side of the Yardain. Sounds like Yeshua was saying it would have been better to go against Hashem. It says Rashi, Ulavai, Hualnu Lishev. Velo lav was a yardain. Masra Shatova Yalanu Shalolakai Mitzvah Shamat Alanu Kuma was a yardain. You said get up and go. Sounds like Yeshua saying it would be better not to do such a thing. So that's a brazenness that's going on over here. Vayomer Hashem El Yoshua Kumlach. Get up, boy. Raise yourself up. Rashi says, Mishalcha, Umiyadcha, Hisazos, Lahem, Sha'apishvilcha, and Shu, Shalokiamtes Devarai. You think it's me? You did this to yourself. You lost it for us. No, you lost it for yourself. Darish Abishila, right? Because Yeshua, he came and died in front of a Gosh Baruch. And Hashem says to him, get up. And he was lying to get up. And Darish Abishila, Armelaya Kaz Baruch Hu said, Yeshua, Shelcha Kashem Mishalahem, your Aver is even worse than his, than theirs. We Yachan. Ani Amarti V'Hayabachem. When the Yidden, I said to the Yidden, it will be that when you cross the Yardin, then you go ahead and Takimu, and he's talking about there's a whole series of stones that he wanted to set up as a matzeva, some sort of monument. You entered in and you traveled for 60 mil. Rashi says, Har Grizim, Har Evel, Rechokim Shisha mil, Mina Yardim, Mimsachasot, the Flamin Vov, Amadav, Vashami Kimu, Savanu. That's where you set it up over there. So you didn't listen to me. What's going on over here? You are also to blame over here. Busted the Nafak. Now, after Rav Shila, he left the Beis Medrash, Okim Rav Amora Alei Vadarsh. Okim Rav Amora Alei. Rav set up a speaker to go ahead and to explain the following idea. Kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe Avdo ben Kain tziva Moshe as Yoshua v'chein asa Yoshua v'lo hisir davar mikol asher tziva Hashem as Moshe. Pasuk says, like Hashem commanded Moshe his servant, so did Moshe command Yoshua, and so Yoshua did. He did not do anything that he was commanded to do. Rashi says, mikir kasav Kain v'lo yafa dar asher b'shil asher Yoshua shina. What are you coming and saying that Yoshua did something different? How can you dodge this other thing? The pasuk, it seems to be saying not like that at all. In fact, the Gemara says, im Kain. Then what does it mean when it says, lift yourself up? It seems to say that, Yeshua, it's your problem. Said, you're the one who caused this thing to happen. Because why? Why was he the one to cause it? She says, you should not have answered the booty of Yericho. You're the one who decided to do that. I didn't tell you to do it. And that's what Hashem is telling to him. You should do to I and its king like you did to Yericho and its king. And Rashi says that you can take that stuff. Don't do it more. And you decided to add to it. Vayhi b'yotzei Yeshua b'Yericho v'yisein avayar. Pasuk says that Yeshua, he raised up his eyes and he looked and he saw. This is a Gemara that we shall remember from Maseches Megillah. And what happened when he looked up? There was this person standing, there's a man there with a sword in his hand, and he says, "What's going on over here? What are you doing here? Are you against us?" And that he said, "No, he's a malach." Vayomer lo ki ani sar tzva Hashem atabasi. No, I'm not your enemy. Rather, I'm an officer. I come from Hashem, and now I came. V'ibel Yishua al panav arzav yishtach. He bowed down and he fell on the floor and he bowed down. Hechi avirachi. How could you have done this? From Rabbi Yochanan, asur l'adam shitit shalom l'chaver b'layla. It's asur a person to give shalom to his friend in the nighttime. Right, this is Megillah Dav Gimel. You can't do such a thing because at the bottom of the page, chashir and shama shedu. Worried, maybe, this part, it's amazing because this is actually almost exactly the same line that's in Megillah, exactly same part of the page, bottom of the page of Amud Aleph. So maybe this is a demon. You can't say shalom. No, shani hasam to come alike because he says, "I need sar tzva Hashem atabasi. I'm in the legions of the Lord. I've come now." And he says, "A malach." V'dilma shaker. Maybe he's lying. No, gemir dalum. Maybe he's just some sort of shade. So dalum afkishem shemalav atala. We know that malachim do not say Hashem's name in vain. Therefore, when he says sar tzva Hashem, for sure he's telling the truth. Beep. Turn the page. Mem dalit. Amud bayis. So the Malach says to him, "Emesh vitaltam tamin shabin erbaim. Yesterday you didn't bring the carbon tamin. V'achshav vitaltam tamin tamin. Now you're not shnaiging. Like what are you doing? Like during the day they're involved with war. So what are you going to do?" Rashi says, "V'kim to be yomi yatam yichom lasik b'torah. Machmas iskim melcham melchamos. So tzvichem atam lasik b'torah b'layel. You have to learn at night. V'ayelach alishka begilgul shisham amachne v'lo b'mitzor. You should have been." You should have been staggering over there. Take advantage. At least I'm in bus. So he said, "Okay, what? For which one bus? So which one did you come for? Because in fact, we didn't bring the carbon, or because we didn't learn." So he said back, "I'm going to lay at the bus. I'm coming right now." Right, the thing that's happening right now is the fact that you're not staggering. Says Rashi, "Hashem achshav basi lipara." Miyad nisi Yeshua v'lo husif od lavo b'mitzor b'layla l'kach nemar ba'ay v'yelen Yeshua b'layla ha'hu b'tocha emek shalon ba'amukah shel Torah. He continued to steig over there and he got into it. Miyad v'yelen Yeshua b'layla ha'hu b'tocha emek. From Rabbi Yochanan melam shalon ba'amukah shel halacha that he went straight into hardcore steiging. Amar Shmuel bar Unia Mishmei derav Gadol tamato yosei me'akovas tamidin. Steiging is even more than akovas tamidin. Right? Unbelievable. Shenemer atabasi, because he said, "Now I came." Which is showing that the Malach is coming because of the fact of Torah, and not because of the carbon. Unbelievable. Omer le abayi le ravdi mi. Hai kra bimarava. B'may bukmis le. So he says that this pasuk in Eretz Yisrael, in what is it that they, how do they explain what's going on? Al teitzi l'riv maher. Pen ma ta'ase b'achrisa b'achli moschareacha. Don't go forth quickly to fight, because what will be in the end when your friend knocks you out, when he goes and he embarrasses you? Rivcha riv esreacha v'sod acher al tigal. Fight with your friend, but don't reveal the secret of somebody else.
When the time when Hashem said to Yecheskel, this is talking about Lech Emor Lahem Yisrael Avicha Amori V'Imi Chitis. This is Avicha Rashi says Terach Vavosav Mikanan Ba'u. So he said, "Go tell Bnei Yisrael, your father was an Amori, your mother was a Chiti. Amra Ruach Pasconis Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Says Rashi, this is talking about Gavriel, Malach Gavriel. So a type of malach said in front of Hashem, "Ribono shel olam, im yavo Avram b'sar v'yamdu fanecha." Like, why are you giving such tochacha to the Jewish people? Like, speaking about this, that you say to them, tell them, "Your father was an Amor, your mother was a Chiti." Im yavo Avram b'sar v'yamdu fanecha, if Avram b'sar would come in front of you, atom elahem u'machem osam. If you would say this, this would embarrass them. Because you say that they're coming from the Amorim, or from Chiti, Rosh Hashanah Tachori, or some Amori v'Chiti. Rivcha riv esreacha v'sodacha atagal. Fight with your friend, but don't reveal the secrets. Meaning to say what? Says Rashi, Im yesh lecha lochiach es Yisrael, if you have to give them rebuke, uchichem ba'atzmam, v'sot shel avim v'sara al tagal v'zvozam, pen ma ta'asem avom avim v'sara l'fanech avom ma'chatanu lecha shetom machlima. If you have to give them rebuke, so rebuke them for what they did. Just call them out for what it is. You don't have to, you know, give the secrets of their ancestry. Right, what are you going to do in the end when Avraham and Sarah come to you and they say, what do we do to deserve such things that you speak about it, you know, like us? In fact, does a malach have the audacity? Says Rashi, L'gavriel kulei hai latiach dvarim klapi maila. You come in against us. What are you serious? You coming up against God? Says going in. He does have the ability of doing it. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Shemos Yeshlo. This malach has three names. Piskon, Itmon, Sigron. Piskon, Shaposik Devarim Klapi Maila. That he goes and he throws things towards the Lord. Notice he'll fight for the Jews. Itmon, Sha'otem Avonoseim Shel Yisrael. Itmon, because he tries to, Otem means to shut out the Averus of, like Itum means to seal something. If anyone lives in Israel and has leaks, you'll know that word. Anyway, to shut out those sins, to close it off. Sigron, Kevin Shasoga Shuvin Posach. Once he closes up, no one can reopen it. Says Rashi, She'en lo rishus levakish rachamim, Kevin She Gavrachima Shuv Ein Malach Acher Posach Velakasha Kiloyol. After Gabriel steps up to play over here, Gabriel is like pretty much the last line of defense. If he can't do it, no one can do it. So we see, yes, he can do that. Next, the pasuk says in Eov, Hayaaroch shuacha lo betzar. Did you arrange your tefillah when you were when you weren't yet in trouble? Says Rashi, Kacha yomim chavirav le'Eov. Klumik damta shuacha lo betzar ad lo ba tzara. Ima yisa osa kein hayu akol ma'amatsim eskochacha. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Daven before something happens. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Le'olam yaktam am tefillah tzar. Person is always daven before a tzara should happen. Chalila. Shel male hikdim avram tefillah tzara bein beis el bein ha'ai. Only time rishis yisrael srid upalit. If Avraham Avinu wouldn't have davened before the whole situation happened, right when he was between beis el and ai. It says that Avraham Avinu, when he was made his way to Eretz Yisroel, to Canaan, that he made him his beach by eye and he davened over there. So that he stopped before, and then it had not been the case, then basically the Jewish people wouldn't have survived at all. Rish Lakish, by the way, major thing. We got to daven. Daven for ourselves, daven for our parnasa. Even if parnasa is coming, daven for health, even if we have health. Daven for children, even if we have children. Daven that everything should go well. We're going to go through challenges, but we got to make sure we're davening. Rish Lakish Shomer, Kol Ma'amitz Atzma B'Tfilah Melmata, anyone who strengthens himself with tefillah down below, says Rashi, Cholum Lastino Melmala. Let's finish it off. Ein Lo Tzar Melmala. He won't have any enemies from him above. Otherwise, it will be stopped. Abil Chon Omer, Le'olam Yakash Shalom Rachim, a person should daven for mercy. Shua Kol Me'amtsim Eskocho. Should ask that all the Rashi says malachi asharis. He should gather all the malachi asharis levakish rachamim. V'shelo yulo mastinim amala. There's no one coming to come against us like lashon of satan to be masked in to accuse us. Hachi mashma yaruch shuacha im basa laaruch shuacha kazos tarchehu lo betzar shelo yulochat sarim shakol yu beemtzay kochacha. You understand that? Telling Eov, you should have davened, and then it would have stopped things happening. Says Rashi, the Gemara, "Va'al yulo tzar mamala." Again, yevakesh adam rachem shiwakol ma'amtsim eskocho, va'al yulo tzar mamala. He won't have tzar. These people coming against him from above. Minayin shekiper lovidoy. Where do we know that Achan being misvade that he was mechupar? Said the Mishnah. How do we know? Shenari Yeshua said, "Yom Yeshua ma cherta liyacha Hashem ba yom hazeh." Yom hazeh ata acher v'ata acher lo maba. Only now you're discussing, but not the next one. Tell me about it. Minayin shekiper lovidoy viduyo. How do we know this vidoy is mechaper? Shenari Yom Yeshua ma cherta liyacha Hashem ba yom hazeh. You're disgusting in this world, but not in the next. And it says that the sons of Zerach were Zimri, Esav, Chama, Nechal, and Dara. A total of five. My Kulam Chamisha. Why do I say the word Kulam Chamisha? Kulan Chamisha Hein Olam Haba. It's coming to teach. When they die, all five of these are going to the world to come. And who's this talking about? We have on that list over there, Zimri. And we have over there, Achan. Says Rashi, meaning that's one and the same. Zimri is Hu Achan, Kin Mefarsha Kameh. Kolo Kasafim Sharachav Shayu Tzadikim. His other brothers were Tzadikim, and they all made it. And he's also included there. Ksiv Zimri, Uksiv Achan. How does that work? Rav Shmuel. Chadam Achan Shmuel Zim was Achan. Vlomnekir Shmuel Zimri, what's called Zimri? Sh'asa Maisa Zimri, because he behaved like Zimri behaved. Just like Zimri took Cosby with this woman, and he had tashmish with her, and also things. So to Achan, did this type of thing also, the Naimur Asa. Chadam Zimri Shmuel, no, really Zimri Zimri. Vlomnekir Shmuel Achan, what's called Achan? Sh'ichin Avon Hosem Sh'Yisrael. Because he was the cause for what happened to the Jewish people. He caused the Jewish people to go through punishments because for their virus by eyes. Says Rashi, Galgal Aleim Pekudos Avonoseim. He like round up around them these of sins. Ke'achna, Zushim is Galgos Behekef Hagol. Achna is a snake that would wrap itself around. Whatever it wants to wrap itself around. So he's the one who did it. Does the person know how to do misvadeh? Then what do? We tell him, say the following, this should be my shemuel chuper for me. And Rehuda says, if he knows that it's Eid is over and he was totally innocent, he should say, I should have a kapara for my death, except for this sin. Because then he'll die, you know, innocent. But then Rabbi Huda says, no, don't do that, because then you're going to put a bad name on Edom. He says, no, you don't do that. Lenakos atzman, the chum say back that, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that if he knows that he didn't do it, that he should say except this. And the Chachamim said, don't do that. Says Lenakos Atzman, that he's just come to cleanse himself in front of everybody else. If you're not Atzman, okay, so let him go ahead and cleanse himself, right? So what's the problem? Why shouldn't you let him do that? So Rashi already said, he explained, when we read this, Kedei Shelo Lehotzi Laz HaBatei Dinim Al Edim, we don't want to, you know, put out all these negative rumors about the Beis Din and the Dayanim. Sorry, the Beis Din and the Edim. Therefore, we don't tell him to do such a thing, because then every time the person's going to die, he's going to say it to look good, and it's going to look bad for Beis Din and for these Edim. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabban, on my side, the Mechaz Yitzhak, there's a story about a guy who was on his way to be killed. Amar, when it came time for his Vido, he said, Im Yesh Bi Avon Zeh, if I really did this sin, Lote Misasi Kapara, L'chol Avon Asai, then my death should not be a kapara for all of my sins. Vim ain't be avon zeh, but if I don't have this sin, I'm innocent. Te misasi kapara l'chol avon asai. Right, if I actually didn't do this, then let it be a kapara for my sins. Beis din v'chol Yisrael menukin, and let the Beis din and all Bnei Yisrael be free of any blame of my death. V'edim lo tei lehem mechila le'olam. But the witnesses, the ones who came against me, there should be no mechila for them, ever, for how they behaved. When the Chama heard that this guy said this, lachziro iafshar, said, no, to bring him back to Beis Din, you can't do. So kfar nigzer gzer, because those are the gzer that come against him. Right? Once you have the psag against him, that's just kfar nigmur din, it's already over, so nothing we can do about that. Ali hareg, vihe kolar toli mitzavra edim. We'll kill him. And then this responsibility is going to be on the neck of the Edom. Pshita says, well, obviously, kol kamine. Rashi is different lashon. V'chi kol kamine. What do we mean? Do we believe? That's a very harsh thing that the Chamer is saying over here. Like the Beis Din saying, yeah, probably, you know, it's on the Edom to deal with this thing that they did over here. What is it really in their hands to go ahead and to now have such thoughts about the witnesses over here? Why is it that they believe them, that they say, like, yeah, it's on your neck? We're talking about over here only in a case where the witnesses actually backed out on their testimony. They said, oh, yeah, we take that back. But even if they did back out of it, once a person, you know, testifies, can't go back on what he says. Rashi says, "Davar machish is a rishon." They'll say, "Im lo yagid God the kamaisa kapid kra vafilu mich shedinu nami lo mi bayd ikalameimar." Maybe the person just want to have it on his head over there. So we can't back out of it. So why the Chacham is saying about them to take it seriously that you're going to say, yeah, they were involved with this on their head, on their necks. It's going to be a the afal gav the kayav a timer lemilsayu. Even though they give a reason for their words. Says Rashi, even if they give a reason for why they lied, but they sinna plonus hainu sonamoso, because they say, yeah, they said, yeah, we hated this guy for this particular reason, and that's why they tried to go and kill them. Now, since they brought such a thing for that, so then it makes sense that they really did do that, but the chachamim, maybe that's why they were choshe them. But once it's guilty, you can't overturn it. Yeah, because and even though this is in parentheses, ki hahu maise de baya mirsa, like the story that happened with Baya the tax collector. Take a look at Rashi over here. This is a delicious Rashi. Normally on one side of the page, we got a double header over here. Now what happened over here? What's the story of Baya? Says the Gemara as follows. Says Rashi. There was this tax collector by the name of Baya. And what happened was he was a really bad dude. He didn't do the right things where he collected really bad stuff. And he died. On the same day he died, there was a great sage that died also. And there was a whole funeral that was going on for both of them. Now, during the funeral, there was a whole criminal activity. People came in and started, it was chaos. They dropped the bodies and everybody ran. One person stayed. It was a Talmud of this chash of a person. And he hid over there to make sure to protect it. When finally people came back, they made a mistake. They took the wrong body. All the town took this person, Baya, this really bad person. And only the family of Baya, the tax collector, ended up taking the chash of a person. You know, he tried to stop it. No, you guys got the wrong person over here. But nobody really listened to him. He was very upset about this, and when he got home afterwards, he had a dream, and the Chacham came and says, don't worry about it, look, I'm getting a lot of schar, everything's great, and that person, Baya, he's in Gehenna. So he says, okay, but what happened over here? So he said, no, I'll tell you what happened, is that one time when I was alive, I saw people talking about a Talmud Chacham in a really not nice way, and I didn't protest, and Mida Kenig Mida, I ended up going through the disgrace because of the fact that I didn't stop his disgrace. And one time, Baya, he actually did something really good, and that he set up a really beautiful, delicious meal for some official, and the guy didn't show up, so he gave the money to Aniyam. And therefore he got schar, and the schar was that he got this burial, this huge burial, his honorable burial. So he said, so how long is Baya going to be over there in Gehenna? He said, until Shimon ben Shetach dies and he goes there. He says, huh? What did Shimon ben Shetach do? He says, well, he lives in... there are women that are living by Ashkelon near him. And he didn't do anything to stop them. These are all like machashefos. They're all witches. So what happened? He quickly woke up. He went to Shimon ben Shetach. He told him what happened. Shimon ben Shetach thought of a plan to go ahead and to get rid of all of these women who were doing witchcraft. So what happened? It was a day which was rainy, and he got 80 people, and he gave them dry clothing, and he put it in a pot. And he went to the castle, to the palace of where the witches were living. And the man stood outside with the rain, with their pot and the robes and their coats. And he went in and he says to them, he said, who are you? He said, I am a sorcerer just like you are, and I'm going to test you. So he said, I'll even prove that I am, because I can bring 80 men into this room right now that are totally dry clothing, even though it's raining outside. They said, all right, go do it. So he gave them the things like, all right, boys, come on in. They run in. They took out the clothing and put it up, and they all came in dry. And they ran up, and each one grabbed one of the women and lifted them off the ground. And they couldn't do witchcraft. Can't do kisho unless your feet are on the ground. So what did he do? He brought them out of the castle, and he ended up killing them all. Now, after this, the relatives were very not happy with the fact that their family got killed, so they decided they're going to go ahead and mess up Shimon ben Shetach. So what do? They falsely testified against his son. And they brought him to court, and they accepted the testimony that he's going to be killed. On his way to be killed, he said this famous line over here that we just read, that if I'm guilty, then let my misa not do anything. It shouldn't be machap or anything. But if I'm innocent, then those edim, they should never be forgiven. And when they hear, they're like, uh-oh. Like, okay, if I'm really sorry, really we lied, and we're just doing it for our family. And he said, sorry, because we hated you because of what happened. He said, sorry, nothing we can do about it. We have to kill him. And that is the story bringing out this concept over here. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.